Hello, friends. Welcome to Caroline and Rashi. I am so excited today because we have Dr. Erica Bartlett, a board-certified plastic surgeon. She's our guest today, but she's also sitting in for Rashi. Thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be co-hosting the show.
Yes, right? I mean, and I sprung this on Dr. Erica. This was very last minute, and you were game for it.
So I didn't even have time to get my hair and makeup done, like, but I did this myself.
Great. You look amazing.
Thank you.
You look ready for the news. I love it.
Thank you. I look forward to the opportunity to wash my hair.
Yes, absolutely. So I want to tease, though, first, we are going to get into the bombshell comment that Kylie Jenner dropped a little bit later in the show where we talked about it earlier between me and Rashi this week. Kylie Jenner unleashed what she gets done for her boob job and everything. That's why we brought on Dr. Bartlett to explain and answer all the questions. We're also going to talk about Kris Jenner's facelift. So that's later in the show. But first, Erica, you're so impressive.
Oh, thank you.
Doctor, wife, and mom-to-be soon.
Yes.
And
yes.
New business owner.
Yes, yes. It's been a lot. 2025 has been a great year.
That's a lot. So first of all, where do you want to start? What should we even start with? You are a plastic surgeon, and then you decide, okay, I'm going to open my own. It's a med spa and a plastic surgery.
Yeah, it's a lot. I've been, you know, I'm from Houston, and so I would only stay in Houston. It's weird because I end up like having a practice right by my old high schools. My last practice was by my high school. My new practice is by my other high school. So I'm just a creep. I'm just down the road. But it's in Katy. Enchanted Beauty Plastic Surgery. Wow. It's very girly. It's very whimsical, magical. I feel like it captures me as a person.
I was going to ask you, what inspired the name Enchanted?
Well, my kind of spirit animal is a unicorn.
Okay.
And so without being too childish, Enchanted kind of came up through there. And then Enchanted Beauty, EB, Erica Bartlett. It just works, right?
It does. So, wow. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. It's been a labor of love. I know I was telling you, like, we just opened doors on Monday. I have a great team. I mean, but we're like in the thick of it. Like, we're putting the chairs together like with our bare hands.
Oh,
so like when people come in, like,
gosh,
please sit in the chair because I put it together.
Well, we're showing some of the work you do. You do everything from tummy tucks to facelifts, right?
Yeah, face, breast, body.
Wow, you do it all.
Do it all.
So when you are going through medical school and then you're specializing in becoming a plastic surgeon, do they also put you through business school to open a business?
No, oh my gosh, I wish. That's kind of like fake it till you make it.
It's crazy, and I kind of think this for dentists too who open their own practices. It's like, did y'all go to business school? Because this is a business on top of then what you do on the medical
side.
Yeah,
and it's funny because like the hardest part of my day is not actually doing surgery. It's like being a business owner, it's managing the staff. Yeah, they definitely don't teach you that in your training. I was fortunate enough to do the Goldman Sachs Small Business course, which was incredible. And so it gave me a lot of resources to build this new practice. And so I don't think I would have had the confidence to do so had I not been exposed to that. And so that was really powerful for me to enter this next stage.
And so not only is it the invasive surgeries that you do at Enchanted, but also the non-invasive
things? Yeah, we do injectables, and we try to stay up with like the latest and greatest because our industry is constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear about it on social media. There's always something new. And you can't just believe everything that you read. I mean, there's science behind it. And so at the end of the day, like, you know, I'm a plastic surgeon, but I'm a scientist by training. And so, like, you know, I do my research.
Yeah.
And hopefully consumers now do too.
So business owner, scientist, board certified plastic surgeon. You got married within the last couple years.
I did. And yeah, you will be too.
I know. That's also a second job, planning a wedding. This is crazy.
I told you I'd give you my wedding planner's information.
I know. It's wild. It's a time. And then you're also an expecting mom.
I am. Yes, today is 19 weeks.
Wow.
So, yes, we're past the first trimester. It's good. It was just a lot. But it's fun, you know? Like, it's exciting to be at this next stage. So I'm 39, going to be a mom. Aww. And, you know, business
that's so
owner.
Exciting.
And, yeah. That's so. And then we found out it's a girl.
Congratulations. I didn't know this. It's a baby girl. Oh, how perfect.
We already have tutus and crowns and all the girly things.
Amazing.
So she will be so enchanted.
She will be. That can be the whole nursery theme.
Duh.
Oh,
obviously.
This is so perfect. She's going to grow up and have the most perfect glowing skin.
My husband is probably mortified. He's like, what? You promised me only one unicorn in the nursery. We already have like a big picture.
I love that. That's so cute. And how inspiring too, because full transparency, I'm 31, engaged. And I feel like sometimes women, we're taught to go after our careers, but then we're also feeling this pressure of get married and have a family, which my parents always tried to say, look, focus on your career and everything else will fall in place. And for me, that was good advice. And now talking to you, is that kind of, was that your mindset?
It's kind of a perfect example of that. Yeah, I focused on my training and my late 20s, early 30s. And I don't even think I was like emotionally mature enough to like even be married until like what, 2 years ago to and then have a child like now. Like I wasn't ready. I was like, my parents were still like, you know, helping with my meal prepping. You
right.
Know? Like,
yes.
Thank God for my mother.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So it's okay to be a late bloomer. I mean, I think you have the experience now to know what you do and you don't want and how you want to raise your child or how you want to be a wife.
Yeah.
So I think there's benefit to being, you know,
totally
more seasoned.
See, I love that. That actually, my mom was your exact age when she had my sister, and she told me that one of the best things she ever did was wait to have kids, and talked about how she enjoyed her career so much. And I feel like I'm in a good spot too. I'm really enjoying my career.
Yeah.
I went through grad school, and it's been it was a grind, and now it's like I've been enjoying it. I feel like I'm in a good spot. So it's
and you know what you want out of life.
Yeah.
And so,
yes, I'm not. I definitely know I will want to have kids eventually, just not right now.
And there's no rush.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, who had their baby at 50? Like,
Was it like Halle Berry?
Yes.
Yes.
And then Cameron Diaz?
Yes.
I mean, like, and like, great.
Yeah. Oh, Kourtney Kardashian, she had hers around that age.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think women are becoming mothers later and later, and that's okay.
I love this. It's inspiring. And to see what you're doing and growing your business and actively doing plastic surgery while pregnant and holding it all down, coming on to co-host a show.
We'll just see what the baby bump allows for surgery when that time comes.
That is crazy. Wow. Well, and I'm sure you had to be very tough, though, to even get through medical school and to become a plastic surgeon. So you can handle anything.
Oh, yeah. It's not that. It's just like the physical ability to reach the patient, I'm sure. Like, I don't know what's going to happen here with the body.
We'll be anxiously waiting to see. So we're so glad that you kind of let us get to know you a little bit. And when we come back, we're talking Kylie Jenner. So stay tuned. Okay, the moment we have all been waiting to talk about with a true expert, board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Erica Bartlett. The viral comment that Kylie Jenner commented on a video on TikTok made by a girl named Rachel asking Kylie if she would spill her rack recipe. So Kylie did comment back, 44cc, moderate profile, half underneath the muscle, silicone, Garth Fisher, who is the doctor, hope this helps, LOL. Garth Fisher is a well-known, apparently, Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. So now we have Dr. Erica here to dissect, first of all, what 44cc, what does this mean?
You know, I want to try to make it sound complicated, but it's really not.
Okay.
So she's, I think, 445 cc's, and that is a volume.
Okay.
So it's like cubic centimeter. So that's the volume of implant that she has. Below the muscle, she said half under, half above. So that's a very standard technique called dual plane. And I don't think that was her first pair. I think that was a revision. Mm-hmm. I think she had her first breast augmentation at 19. Mm-hmm. And I think I do recall that she said she regretted it back then. And so not sure what changed, but I mean, I think it's great that there's transparency now. I mean, because there's, you know, kind of a lot of gatekeeping behind plastic surgery. And then, you know, I got my breast done when I was 18 also.
Okay.
And so, you know, I took my babysitting money and just handed it over, and I just got what I got. And I think now it's nice because people are educated, people have done their research, and they know what they want. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to see her recipe, but it's a little bit more complex than that because, I mean, that's what size fits her, but that look doesn't transfer into you or me.
Okay.
And so, you know, her surgeon, me as a surgeon, another board certified surgeon, like there are multiple factors that they're using to determine the right size implant for her. And so not only CCs, but profile and the location, there's a lot more complexity to it than just I want those implants, you know. I would say, you know, it used to be in Texas, everything is bigger, and that's not really the case anymore. I'd say, like, at least for me in my practice, like, you know, my average size implant is like 350. You know, my clientele are usually moms that have, you know, had babies, and they just want their, you know, prepartum bodies back. You know, I don't know what size implants Kylie had before. But I bet she went up a little bit in CCs, which is kind of expected when somebody changes them out. Just have to be careful that, you know, we're going to see a wave of people coming in, like, wanting that look. And it's tough to reproduce that if you don't have her same body dimensions.
I'm hanging on to every single word you're saying here.
Holding it back.
I am just like, this is fascinating because I think for people who aren't educated in the field and for people who are looking at social media, you might grab that picture and say, make me look like this.
Yeah, me too. I want to look like that too.
Yeah, girl. Well, height, weight, and like, just how you're, that probably all plays into
the factors, like your breast dimension, like where your breast sits on your chest, how much breast tissue you already have, like pre-existing, you know, and if you already have an implant in. So all those factors, you know, take shape into what goal result you can achieve. And so some people may say, like, I want to look like that, but, you know, unfortunately their body characteristics won't allow for that result. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be careful, you know, when I guess you're like looking towards this recipe, because not everybody can achieve that.
This is so helpful. And I think a great message for people who are curious about what she got done here. And I'm glad that you said that what she is saying is a pretty common technique, because I was wondering if this was something crazy that's only being done in Hollywood, or if this is something across the board that you'd see.
Exactly, pretty standard. So when you're sizing implants, you first look at the CCs, and that's, you know, the actual weight of the implant, the volume, and then the profile, which is how much it projects off the chest, or if you like, I should have brought an implant, that would have been so smart. We put it down, you know, on the table, like how much does it project off the table? So she has a moderate, so she has a flatter implant. Those tend to be a little bit wider, so people who want a fuller side boob look.
That's okay, you know? That's what I was gonna ask, because to me, somebody not educated in this, some look very like up and out, and some look like more natural.
Yeah, and it kind of depends. That would be the profile. So more of that natural look is a lower profile, and that fuller kind of augmented cleavage look is more high profile or ultra high profile implant.
And Kylie's is a
moderate profile implant.
Okay.
Yes, and so it's a wider implant than it is projecting.
That is so interesting.
Yeah, I would call that more of a natural shape.
Okay.
Just on her body, like, you know, like when you put your, you know, the girls together, like you can dress them up.
Right.
But you can also put a sports bra on and be a Sporty Spice.
Got
you know,
it.
You've got options with that implant.
Wow. Have you seen an uptick since this comment came out with clients of yours asking about this or coming to you wondering if this can be done?
You know, most of my clients are, like I said, like moms, and so they want that natural look. And so when people come in for implants, like they're just usually acquiring just like, they just want basic information, like what kind of result can I choose? Like, it is nice if they have like, maybe like a look that they would like to achieve, and that's a good starting point, right? Because you can never guarantee a result. And so it's nice to go through a, like a surgeon's gallery, so you can see different bodies and see how it relates to yours, right? Because if you want this look, but your starting point is so different, it's unlikely that you're gonna get that result. And you just wanna set realistic expectations before you do something drastic like a surgery.
Okay, and know? Also, if you're a really petite person, is there only, there's only so much skin to work with, right? So does that play a factor into it?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I asked, like, well, I'm assuming that her first implant wasn't that size. So most people, their first implant is usually a little bit smaller. And so if they have goals of being bigger, then they can upsize later. But, you know, how much can you stretch the skin in one setting? You know, it's just... It puts you at higher risk for some complications that you can have.
Yeah, Kylie's an example of somebody that did life a little younger. She had her boobs done young. She had her kids young. So she's thriving.
But you know what? Like, I think it's great that she's being so transparent now, because I think it's tough when people look to, you know, their role models on social media for like just advice. And you know, we're talking about like green juice. I mean, like, I would drink green juice every day if I could look like that.
Right.
You know, I just, what's that secret sauce?
Right, yeah. I think you are the secret sauce. Doctors like Dr. Erica here at Enchanted.
We just need a little bit of help, right?
just a little help. Okay, well, we're gonna talk about Kris Jenner's facelift that went viral when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Okay, so just a couple weeks before Kylie dropped this crazy comment, Kris Jenner unveiled what I thought was a totally new face. She looked incredible. She's been open about her facelifts, her breast augmentations, even her earlobe reduction. I watch the Kardashians regularly, so she truly has talked about all this stuff. She hasn't talked about this look per se, but in back in May, she basically posted pictures from Lauren Sanchez's star-studded bachelorette party, and everybody on social media noticed that her appearance appeared very youthful, and she actually was resembling her young daughters. And People magazine then did confirm that she did have some work done by a plastic surgeon in New York City. And she is glowing. She is a mom to multiple children. She is pushing 70, if not already 70. I mean, what?
It's definitely a mother-daughter transformation.
Look at this right here. Yeah. From the left to the transformation on the right. Dr. Bartlett, what went down here?
You know, I think she's always looked good. I think she's always taken care of herself. And she's no, like, you know, shy person to, like, plastic surgery. And I think this... I don't think this was her first facelift, but it just looks very well done. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing now is natural results. I mean, breast, body, face. Mm-hmm. People are getting facelifts younger and younger. I mean, it used to be like 20 years ago, the average age of a facelift patient was probably like in their 60s. I'd say now, average would be like mid, early 50s, but some people even in their 40s, you know? Because we understand how people age a little bit better than we did before, and we have better, like, targeted treatments for that. And so, you know, she probably had a deep plane facelift, which is a great technique. It's not new. It used to be the mainstay of facelifting, I think, in the 90s, and it's come back in style, come back in popularity because it ages very nicely. It looks natural. It doesn't look overdone. It's very safe in terms of the outcomes and complications. But, you know, I don't think all of these facelift patients that they're showing on social media are all true facelifts, you know? I mean, I don't think it's green juice.
Right.
But I think they're just taking care of themselves, like, from the surface in.
Okay.
You know?
And when you do a facelift, you literally pull the skin back?
Yeah, people ask, like, so you take off the face and then you put it back on. That's a transplant.
So what is it?
Essentially, what you're doing with a deep plane facelift is you're disconnecting the ligaments that are connecting the skin to the bone. So you have a nice release with thick tissues, and you can, you know, like, re-vector, re-pull them to like show a nice jawline, get your cheeks elevated, really smooth out the jawline, the neck.
Okay.
And so the results are very similar to, I'd say, a like a traditional facelift. I think with the deep plane, people are seeing that it looks maybe a little bit more natural, and probably it lasts longer too.
Well, what about the cheekbones? The cheeks on her, they look so plump.
Well, she has good anatomy. Good for her. Like, not everybody has that great anatomy, and like, thank God for the Kardashians for showing us what beautiful anatomy is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, she's an attractive person who had a well-done surgery, and it shows, I mean, with that mother-daughter transformation.
So even if you do a facelift, are you still going for regular treatments or Botox?
You should, 100%. Or, okay. Yes, because when people say, like, I want a facelift so I can be done with everything aesthetic, I mean, that's not a great mentality, because you're resetting, like, you have a new set point, mm-hmm. but you're still aging, and so we want to, you know, we want to address that, we want to combat that, so you still want to take care of your skin. I mean, you should always be using sunscreen. Mm-hmm. You know, facial treatments, fine, Botox, fillers, whatever, but like, really skin to help kind of tighten and keep it looking bright and luminous, because she definitely had the facelift, but she had something to her skin as well, which is why it looks so beautiful.
That, right, and that's what I'm just sitting here just
She looks like
at.
A filter.
Is that what people are asking for now? I wanna look like a filter.
Yes, actually, you're quite right.
Wow.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you can tell in her candid pictures, like, she just looks very clean and
she does.
Fresh.
She does.
And so it looks nice. I mean, she looks incredible.
Well, Kim Kardashian, like I said, I'm a big follower of their show. She's said, like, okay, I turned 50 and, you know, whatever, less than 10 years.
You're, so like,
I
have, you're 50?
But I'm like, based on what your mom looks like, Kim's going to be looking amazing at 50.
Yeah, I mean, they're all aging so well.
They do. It's, you know, crazy.
They have good genetics. They have good bone structure, yeah. And then they take care of
they
themselves.
They take care of themselves.
You know, they have access to some of the best.
And I mean, I've noticed in my own face when I am sleeping right, getting my regular workouts and eating healthier.
And then you don't sleep in your makeup.
Yes, everything just kind of looks better. So I definitely think that taking care of yourself, despite all of this, definitely would help.
It helps.
Okay, see, you heard it from Dr. Bartlett. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations on Enchanted, out in Katy. It's gonna be such an exciting ride for you, and I can't believe you're gonna be a mom. That's
thank
so
you.
Exciting. So yes. Thanks for making
it's
time
It's been
for
a
us.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for having
thank
me.
Thank you. This was so much fun. I was hanging on to every word when she was talking about Kylie. I'm like, this is so interesting to me. I hope you found it interesting and helpful, and I think we can all take away, just take care of yourself. Just be healthy. Thank you, Dr. Erica, and thank you for watching. We'll see you next week. Bye, friends.